In studio with us is Dylan Hitchens and Simon van Wyk from the Brothers Streep, an acoustic comedy act from Cape Town. They formed in 2005. The Streep brothers spent their early years performing their blend of comedy and music in the Cape Town band scene, before later branching into the comedy arena. Over the years, they played festivals all over the world, including Rock in the Daisies and Edinburgh Festival Fringe. They're also avid podcasters of several podcasts to their name, including The Brothers Streep Show, Agony Uncles, and Citizen Lame. Welcome to the show, Dylan and Simon. How are you?
Thanks so much, Sebastian.
Thank you.
I'm very good.
I'm good too.
Can you please tell us more about The Brothers Streep and how you started it?
Sure thing. I'll jump in. So we started basically, I think, out of boredom because Dylan and I used to watch a lot of films together. And I think to pass the time, one day we thought, hey, let's record some fun songs.
Yes, and you just received some recording software and hardware.
That's true.
And we'd played together, I think, in church bands before that.
So we didn't realize we could have just set up the recording software and hardware in a hospital and broadcast our own radio show.
Yes, that would have been better.
We stupidly decided to just record silly songs, and then that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, so we recorded some songs that we enjoyed and made ourselves laugh, and then played them to our friends and family, and some of them seemed to enjoy them and made them laugh, and it went from there.
What else makes up your band?
As we said, we started just Simon and I, and then a couple of years later we realized that two acoustic guitars wasn't making enough noise, and we wanted more noise. So we got our friends Richard, Tim, and Tim. That's two different Tims in one band, a world first, to fill in the sound with drums, bass guitar, and keyboards.
Who inspires you to blend comedy and music together?
Oh, who? I mean, so what's quite interesting is my dad.
I mean,
used
what
to,
inspires you, sir?
What about when inspires you?
Let's cover what? All different yeah. ones. So I think definitely my dad used to listen to this old UK act called Flanders and Swan that used to be. They did a lot of comedy, and some guy played the piano, and they both sang, and that must have been spiraling around in my head. And then what inspired you to do this, Dylan?
Well, I think the fact that we'd recorded these songs quite naturally I wouldn't say they were definitely comedy songs, but they were definitely quirky songs. They weren't the kind of songs that you were hearing on the radio or that other bands were producing at the time. And to then go from that to maybe some more straight-laced love songs or pop songs just didn't feel like a good move for us. So
no.
I think we stuck on the path of quirky, ended up on the path of comedy.
So in many ways what you're saying is that you inspired yourself.
I've gone for the what now. You covered the who perfectly.
You've played all kinds of gigs in South Africa and in other countries. What have been some of your favorite experiences?
I think for me, the some of the favorite experiences are the fact that, well, we started, we got noticed from a couple of fun songs that we made, and we ended up in the Edinburgh Festival, and then we did a song for SA Idols here on television, which was really fun. But those things then led to some really interesting experiences because we had a little bit of popularity on our side, so people would book us for shows where we'd end up on the same stage as Prime Circle. And we played like a private gig for some family where Freshly Ground was there, and it's those kinds of things that I look back on and think, how on earth did we get here? Because the music was always kind of quite silly, and we were just having a good time, but we ended up in these extraordinary circumstances.
True.
Can you please tell us more about your podcast and what are they about?
I think to make up for the fact that we don't have lots of listeners, we just make lots of podcasts. So we have a couple of different ones. We most recently did a podcast series called Citizen Lame, which is all about movies. We have a friend called Andrew who doesn't watch many movies himself. So we thought, let's start a podcast to help him expand his mind to the world of movies and suggest some fun films for him to watch. So that's all about that. And then we also did a panel show podcast called Agony Uncles, which we did with a couple of guest comedians across Cape Town. town, which was really fun getting to bump heads with people like Alan Committee and Stuart Taylor and Angel Campy. That was really fun.
But before that, right at the start, our first podcast was us two playing Nintendo, playing Battle City with the tanks, and just talking to each other about general silly life things while we tried to destroy other tanks with our tanks.
Mm.
And that's, you know, probably about 15 years ago we started that.
How can listeners find your music and podcasts?
Everything that we do is pretty much linked on brothersstreep.com. So brothers like brothers and streep like Merrill. And otherwise, we keep our Facebook page regularly up to date with what we have to update it with.
True.
What words of motivation do you have for the children in the hospital?
That's a great question. I think if you're in a hospital, you're probably going through quite a tough time. And I would say, from my experience in tough times, that's the time to kind of lean into your family and friends and people that know you and understand you that you can chat to. So my sort of encouragement would be reach out to those people because life is so much easier when you're doing it with people.
And is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, it's been really nice talking to you this morning. Or where are we? This morning? Afternoon. This afternoon?
We're in the afternoon now, yeah.
Sorry.
It's like morning.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, Simon?
I just love the fact that you have a radio show. I think that's particularly amazing. And so keep at it. And it's so great to have been invited onto the show.
These pop filters are really nice as well. Remember when we started, we would just hold up items of clothing in front of the microphone because we didn't have any pop filters.
That's true.
Now we'll take a quick ad break and then we'll let you guys set up for your performance.
Awesome.
What is the coronavirus? By now, you may have heard of the coronavirus disease 2019, aka COVID-19. But what exactly is this virus? An illness that is a cousin to the flu, the coronavirus could bring coughing, fever, and difficulty breathing. For most people, the virus doesn't stay long, and they get better with little treatment. But for some, like the old people and those who are sick, they could get very ill. To protect these people, we need to stop the spread of the coronavirus by washing our hands with soap and water as often as possible, avoid touching our faces, and staying at home as much as possible. For more information on coronavirus, WhatsApp Hi to the Health Department on 0600 123 456. RX Radio, by and for children.
And here we have the little performance, the Brothers Streep.
Awesome. I think we're going to play a song that we find to be quite a motivational song, all about flavored milk-based sterilized drinking products. My whole family got COVID-19. Should have listened more to Searle about the vaccine. But what got me through those times were chocolate flavored dreams of mine. I lost my job at the book factory. Apparently a Kindle wastes less paper than me. But how can I feel down when strawberry milk is still around? When the road is bumpy, drink a Sterry Stumpy, 'cause you can't be grumpy with a Sterry Stumpy. Humpty Dumpty, Sterry Stumpy, never lumpy, my Sterry Stumpy. Crime is up just like the petrol price. Property is down just like vanilla ice. But how can I feel dumb when banana milk is packed with fun? Education's not what it used to be. Kids are better off for Takalani Sesame. But the world won't be okay.
Why?
Coffee flavors here to stay. When the road is bumpy, drink a Sterry Stumpy. The Sterry Stumpy, Donald Trumpy, Sterry.
Jazz hands.
Thank you. Thanks. I didn't know that I still had to do the mime of doing a trombone when no one can see us.
Yeah.
Just on radio.
Thank you for coming to this interview.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having us on.